प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। नित्य गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेमल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेमल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेमल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 8. Today we have text 18. So, the verse is not on the board yet. If you have it on the phone or something, you can chant it. Kaesha yosav aham abja prista Etat kuto vabjam ananyad apsu. Astihi adastad iha kinchanetad. Adishtitam yatra satanu bhavyam. Kaesha yosa vaham abja prista etat kuto vabjam ananya dapshu astihi adasta diha kinchanetad adishtitam yatra satanu bhavyam. Kaesha yosa vaham abja prista etat kuto vabjam ananya dapshu astihi adasta diha kinchanetad adishtitam yatra satanu bhavyam. Kaesha yosa vaham abja prista etat kuto vabjam ananya dapsu astihi adasta diha kinchanetad adishtitam yatra satanu bhavyam. Synonyms, ka, who, esha, this, ya, aso, aham, that I am, up ja priste on top of the lotus. Etat this kutaha where from va either abjam lotus flower ananyat otherwise apsu in the water asti there is he certainly adastat from below iha in this world in this kinchana anything etat this adishtitam situated yatra wherein sata automatically nu or not bhavyam must be. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: Lord Brahma, in His ignorance, contemplated, who am I that am situated on the top of this lotus? Wherefrom has it sprouted? There must be something downwards, and that from which this lotus has grown must be within the water. Purport: The subject matter of the speculations of Brahma in the beginning regarding the creation of the cosmic manifestation is still a subject matter for mental speculators. The most intelligent man is he who tries to find the cause of his personal existence and that of the whole cosmic creation, and thus tries to find the ultimate cause. If his attempt is properly executed with penances and perseverance, it is sure to be crowned with success. It's a small purport. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpatarubhayascha Kripasindubhaya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhayo Vaishnavebhayo Namo Namah. I seek the blessings of all my superiors here. So we continue our discussion of the manifestation of Brahma from Vishnu. Canto 3, Chapter 8, Text 18. So Lord Brahma, he is wondering, who am I that am situated on the top of this lotus? Wherefrom has it sprouted? There must be something downwards, and that from which this lotus has grown must be within the water. So it's a very natural tendency of, I can say for sure, of human beings to wonder, where have I come from? Like many times kids, they ask their parents, where did I come from? So, it's a natural tendency to wonder about it. And we can see here, Brahma is situated on the top of a lotus. It's not like a everyday thing that happens to someone. They are born on the top of a lotus. So it's even more natural for Brahma to wonder, how am I sitting on this, you know, on this lotus flower here? And we even heard from second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam how he went down into the water. He was looking for the source where this lotus has come from. And he spent so long time, and at last he gave up when he could not find the source. And he came back and sat down on the top of the lotus again. And so it reminds me of that famous saying, they say, like, grapes are sour, something like that. So Brahma, he gave up. He's like, there is no point just looking for the source when I have no idea how to find the source. And but then we know from the second canto how he heard the verse, the word tapa, and he started meditating. And then gradually, when he had practiced this sound vibration for a long time, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he revealed himself to Brahma. And from that came what we hear and chant every morning, actually, the Brahma Samhita. So in a purport to... Text 26, there is a reference from Gopala Tapani Upanishad. And there, it's Rupa Goswami giving this reference. He's saying that Brahma could understand Krishna as a cowherd boy. And that's how we hear these verses in the Brahma Samhita, where Lord Brahma, he's glorifying Krishna in that way. So in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the most intelligent man is he who tries to find the cause of his personal existence and that of the whole cosmic creation, and thus tries to find the ultimate cause. So that's what Brahma was trying to find out, and he did find out. But the important point to understand is the process which helped Brahma to get to this ultimate cause. We'll be discussing a little bit on that. But there, Prabhupada is going further. If his attempt is properly executed with penances and perseverance, it is sure to be crowned with success. So we see in the purports, Srila Prabhupada is always giving so much more than what we see in the verse itself, in the translation. And we can understand why Srila Prabhupada is saying this, because he has personally experienced it. I remember hearing the class, someone else, was it Shyamakund Prabhu, or one of the previous speakers was mentioning how Srila Prabhupada, he had to struggle also. In the beginning, when he was trying to introduce Krishna consciousness, and he had to struggle a lot. If we, those who have studied the biography of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, they know, and especially we have many early disciples of Srila Prabhupada who had close association, they can share even more. But he had to struggle a lot. And then he became so successful. So this sentence makes a lot of sense when Srila Prabhupada is saying, if his attempt is properly executed with penances and perseverance, it is sure to be crowned with success. And we can see there are so many examples. But if we keep speculating on our own, then one cannot understand properly the ultimate cause. So therefore, there is two ways of receiving knowledge. One is the Aroha Panti or deductive process, where one tries to cultivate knowledge on their own strand, tries to grow their knowledge, expand their knowledge, and find clarity and understanding by that way. And then there is the inductive process, the Avaroha Panti. So in this process, one receives knowledge from higher sources, higher authorities. Like in case of Brahma, he received it directly from Krishna. And how did he start? It starts with Shabda. So the sound vibration, there are three kinds of processes to receive knowledge. Pratyaksha, Anuman, and Shabda. Pratyaksha means direct perception, something we can perceive with ourselves, with our limited senses. And most people, they accept knowledge this way. There are so many people, they would say they will only accept if it's true, if they have personally seen it. I don't know if anyone of you have met a person like that. But I meet a number of people like that who say they will only accept it if they have personally seen it. But if we consider, like, there are so many places all around the world. Not everyone gets to visit all over the world. But they still accept that other places exist. But it's interesting when it comes to understanding about other planets, then people, they are not so open to accepting those ideas. Actually, many times they call these ideas as imagination or mythology. But here we can see, if we receive this kind of knowledge from proper sources, authoritative sources, then we can have a very clear understanding. Just like some person, they may follow the maps of the world that are given by the authorities of this world. And just by looking at the map, they may accept, yes, like America is here on the map, Australia is here, like that, different places. They are accepting that map because they are thinking this is the proper authority. But we see the yogis, the devotees, the transcendentalists, they accept authority of the Vedas, of the scriptures, and they understand the source of all this wisdom comes from Krishna, and therefore they follow these authorities. So this is the Avaroha Panti, the inductive process. Now, the problem with the other processes is this, that we can just consider, like, our senses of perception are so limited. When there is night, there is dark, we cannot see anything. So we need sunlight to see. When sun comes, we can see everything very clear. Same way, when one's consciousness becomes purified by hearing the Shabda Praman, the Shrutis, then one can perceive these Vedic truths, these spiritual realities, spiritual planets, very clearly. Just like an ordinary person, when they can see very clearly when the sun rises, when there is light. So one can understand our perception is very limited. Therefore, pratyaksha praman cannot be a very successful way of receiving knowledge. Another example of this is, we know, like, when Krishna was present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, so many people could see Krishna, but not many people knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, other than Bhishma Dev, the Pandavas, and few more devotees there. Most other people, they just thought he's just like any other ordinary person like us. He just happened to have some special powers, that's all. And then there is the process of Anuman, means hypothesis. We see so many scientists, they hypothesize different theories. But that is also not very successful way of receiving transcendental knowledge, coming to the ultimate source, because it's again starts from people who have defective senses. The senses are very limited, and such a person is hypothesizing. So again, there will be limitations to receiving knowledge this way. But Shabda Praman, the sound vibration, that's a very powerful way of receiving knowledge. One very simple example is given often is, like if someone is sleeping and there is some danger, how can such a person be made aware that, you know, wake up, there is danger around you. The easiest way to wake up such a person is by making some sound. So sound vibration, Shabda Praman, is the most effective way of receiving knowledge. But then one has to consider the source where this Shabda Praman, where the sound is coming from. So Brahma, he could understand who he is, what's his position, and what's the ultimate source when he followed the sound vibration coming from Krishna. And he could understand Krishna as a cowherd boy. And that's why he could engage in devotional service. So unless one comes to these kind of realizations, one cannot be very determined in their devotional service. One can be very easily distracted. But when one follows, like Srila Prabhupada is saying, if the attempt is properly executed with penances and perseverance, so many times one may wonder, it is so difficult, and why am I not seeing Krishna? Why am I not dreaming about Krishna? But I was hearing one talk by Mother Urmila, and she was saying that, you know, we have been living in material existence for so long time. We have no idea how long we have been here for. So we are so used to thinking materially. Now, it cannot just happen instantly that we naturally start thinking of Krishna. Of course, for some it may, but for most people it won't happen just naturally. That's why there is the practice of bhakti yoga. And it's made so simple by Lord Chaitanya, just by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One can actually realize all these transcendental truths very easily. Why I say very easily? It's difficult, but in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself says this, and Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that a devotee doesn't actually have to, even a beginner devotee, they don't have to do much, because Krishna is taking the full responsibility. So here I'll just read it. So this is Krishna speaking to Arjuna. This is when Arjuna actually asks Krishna, what is a better way, meditating on the impersonal Brahman or meditating on you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhakti Yoga. And that's when Krishna is explaining to him. But this is what he's saying in this verse. But those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me, and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service, and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Pritha, for them, this is important, I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. In the purport, yeah, it's here. So this is Srila Prabhupada speaking in the purport. The Supreme Lord herein promises that without delay, He will deliver a pure devotee, thus engaged from the ocean of material existence. Those who are advanced in yoga practice can willfully transfer the soul to whatever planet they like by the yoga processes, and others take the opportunity in various ways. But as far as the devotee is concerned, it is clearly stated here that the Lord Himself takes him. The devotee does not need to wait to become very experienced in order to transfer himself to the spiritual sky. So there are many statements like this. There is another one. This is from the Varaha Purana. This is Srila Prabhupada quoting Varaha Purana in the same purport. These are texts 6 and 7 of the 12th chapter, those who want to read. The purport of this verse is that this is the, he's giving explanation of this verse from Varaha Purana. The purport of this verse is that a devotee does not need to practice Ashtanga Yoga in order to transfer his soul to the spiritual planets. The responsibility is taken by the Supreme Lord Himself. He clearly states here that He Himself becomes the deliverer. And then he's giving an example of a child completely cared for by his parents. And so his position is secure. But a person who, a child who runs away from his parents, he will face many difficulties. So same way, there are many other processes. One can meditate on impersonal Brahman. One can speculate for millions of years like Brahma did for some time. One can practice different yoga processes, Ashtanga Yoga, Hatha Yoga. But one does not necessarily have to do those because they take a lot of effort and there is no guarantee. But by practicing Bhakti Yoga, Krishna is giving so many assurances. In the other processes, there is like not many assurances being given. So one who sees Krishna like a caring parent and behaves like a nice child, why wouldn't Krishna take care of such devotees? Actually, Uddhava, he glorifies Krishna, and also in one way he's asking like, what will you give to your devotees? Because you even gave yourself to someone who came to kill you in the guise of a devotee. So we know Putana, she came to kill Krishna, but she came in disguise of a mother. So Krishna, he actually gave her the status equal to a mother, and also awarded her this like such an elevated position, which is not attainable even by like so many penances one may perform. So Uddhava is kind of asking, but also glorifying Krishna for doing that. And he's actually saying, why should I take shelter of anyone else when I know, like, you are so grateful, you are so kind, that you even gave the status of mother to a person who come to kill you. I mean, who can be so kind? So one has to be, Srila Prabhupada is saying that one has to be intelligent. One has to, if one wants to use one's powers of speculation, then one should use those powers in speculating, not speculating, actually knowing Krishna. Because then one gets to know the ultimate source, one can understand the ultimate cause, and it's actually a very easy process. Especially nowadays, it's made so much more easy by chanting Hare Krishna, by studying Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So much wisdom is revealed to us. And many of us are here because we have made contact with these books, we have had association of devotees. Just the other point, last point I want to mention is that one cannot get this this clarity that we have by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. One cannot get this kind of clarity unless one is actually studying these books and taking advantage of the association of devotees. Because on our own also, we can only understand so much. Therefore, there is this system of guru, sadhu and shastra. So one has to find a guru who they can receive this knowledge from, because that's the process set by Krishna. And one also has to take advantage of the association of devotees, because in the association of devotees we can appreciate these things, we can develop deeper realizations, and we would naturally be inspired to talk about these things, to share these things with others. When we don't do that, then we will be taking shelter of our own strengths, which may not be very powerful. So therefore, we should try, become intelligent, and take shelter of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the actual authorities. We should not be distracted by all this technological advancement and all these theories proposed by the scientists, because there have always been people like that who are proposing different theories, but there are also devotees who are propagating knowledge about bhakti, about Krishna, which helps one see clearly. Just like a person, they can see clearly when the sun is out there, and they can feel relief from the darkness of ignorance. So here Brahma is also seeing his position. Lord Brahma in his ignorance is contemplating. So the start is when actually one starts to think, why am I in this position, you know? Because the nature of spirit soul is to be complete in knowledge and completely happy and always existing. So this is the first lesson actually Bhagavad Gita teaches. So one can meditate just on the first lesson for lifetimes and get so much taste from understanding, developing realizations. And this is what Sanatana Goswami, who is such an advanced devotee, he says. So devotees, they are putting themselves many times in these positions as if they don't know. But they know this is like a way of teaching people in general. Because people in general, they follow great authorities, great people. But these days, people are not so intelligent to follow the devotees naturally. Because the natural authorities are like scientists and, you know, technologists, people like that. Srila Prabhupada, he actually shared one experience when he was trying to introduce Krishna consciousness in the early days in India. He would approach some Indian families. And of course, in India, many people still know the culture, the Vedic culture a little bit.
And so he would ask them, if they have like more than one child, he would ask them, you know, you can give one child to me. I will train him to become a Brahmana, a Vaishnava, and he can assist me in sharing Krishna consciousness with others. And many times he would get the response, oh, no, 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 our child is meant to be like an IT expert. He's going to be like a big lawyer or a doctor or something like that. So he would get this response because we can see due to lack of understanding of these Vedic truths, people are so enamored by these technological developments, the scientific hypothesis, and all these theories propagated by different people. And even many times our own devotees, they get influenced by these things. So one has to be careful and take advantage of inspired devotees, because in the association of inspiring devotees, we can get that inspiration, especially by studying these books, because you can see even just in a little purport, Srila Prabhupada, he has given so much. So if we actually study the books, we will actually get to know who Prabhupada is. That's what he said, actually. If you want to know me, read my books. Because you can know me better by reading the books than by actually associating with me personally. And I've heard from many of his own disciples, my Guru Maharaj, he says this all the time, that he got to know about Srila Prabhupada so much more by actually studying these books. Because you can know so much more about him by actually this activity. So we can also take advantage and we can understand all these different processes, and we can consider what's the best process for ourselves. That's what Krishna does to Arjuna. He talks the whole Bhagavad Gita and then he leaves the choice to Arjuna. Now you can decide what you want to do. Use your intelligence. So, same way, please use your intelligence. We all are doing our best, but we can always do better and try find more inspiring association that inspires you. So, thank you very much. Maybe some devotees, they have some comments or something. Okay, so, Bhakta Avatar Prabhu. You can just say, I'll repeat. Bhakta Avatar Prabhu is saying that he lives in Riverside, so he lives, of course, his whole family is devotees, his children, and but still he is feeling that he can appreciate devotees association when he comes here to the temple. He hears so enlivening kirtans. So we can see someone who don't have it all the time, when they get it, they are so appreciative. But sometimes we can become a little familiar when we may think, oh, you know, it's always happening there. But one can develop appreciation. That's why traveling sometimes is very helpful. When you travel different places, you can see different communities of devotees, and maybe there are different things that are inspiring. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that experience. Yeah, Maharaj, did you have some? I can just repeat it, Maharaj. Mm-hmm. That's true. Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah, so Maharaj is explaining this point of being pure. When we are pure, then we can see the ultimate reality. We can see Krishna with our own eyes face to face. And that's what we learned in second canto in the example of Brahma. After performing his meditation, his tapasya for so many years, Brahma could actually see Krishna face to face. He could talk to him. So, that's the process of bhakti yoga for purification of our consciousness. So we can become so pure that we can see all these transcendental truths all the time. Not just like once in a while, once in a blue moon, or once in a lifetime or something, but constantly. So, that's why the process is there. So, just like Srila Prabhupada is saying, one who is perseverant, and one who follows it properly, such a person, Krishna very easily reveals these truths to that kind of person. So, thank you, Maharaj. Okay, I guess we can conclude here. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.